Good morning. Good morning and happy Monday to you. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and thank you for joining us on yet another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. It is such a pleasure to have all of you here. It's a pleasure to have our guest here. I want everyone to go ahead and share this show because on the Roundtable Talk Show, we share a lot of information that can not only help entrepreneurs, but can also help authors, business owners, influencers, people out there who are looking for more ways to grow and expand their business. And that's what we talk about on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're going ahead and sharing the show and being an evangelist for the Roundtable Talk Show, introducing the show to someone who maybe haven't heard about it, who doesn't know what we're doing here. Maybe that's your neighbor, your grandmother, your spouse, your roommate, your child. I don't know, but someone needs to hear this information today. And we already know friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So one of the things that I want to talk about it that I'm very excited about personally is my next two-day teleconference. It is the New Year, New You two-day teleconference that is coming up December 29th and 30th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. It is going to be so exciting. We're going to have so many speakers, presenters who are providing you with information that's not only going to change your business, but it is going to change your life so that you can be a new you in the new year. And one of the presenters of the New Year, New You two-day teleconference is Miss Viviana Puello. She is also the CEO and editor of Art Tour International. She was at our last conference. She's been on our shows. I've interviewed on her show. Viviana is so amazing. I want to go ahead and introduce her this morning. Good morning, Viviana. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. So excited always to be here. An incredible platform. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's really amazing.
You are so welcome.
Being here is always motivating and inspiring, and you know, meeting all these incredible entrepreneurs, it's just awesome.
Yes, but you're doing something incredible yourself, Art Tour International. There are so many artists that may never have a platform. They may never have a voice. They may never be included in a magazine. And you went and said, you know what, let me help them out. So tell us a little bit about Art Tour International, please.
Yes. So it all started with myself about 20 something years ago. I was an independent artist and curator, and I was looking for a good platform for artists and found out that it was very challenging for the artists, or either the platforms that I found were not doing what I wanted, you know, or featuring artists the way I wanted as an artist to be featured. So I came up with the idea of creating my own platform. So we created Art2 International about 12 years ago. It took a little while to make everything happen. But 12 years ago, we did. And Art2 International started with about 500 artists that we were featuring and about 1,500 people, you know, watching and reading the magazine, probably like our grandparents, our families, et cetera. And it grew from that point to now we have expanded. We also have now the Art Tour International TV show, which has earned a couple of awards already. We have two nonprofit organizations that came from Art Tour International. One of them is Artists for a Green Planet. So our magazine focuses on enhancing and sharing the message of artists who are activists, who have a message that want to make a difference in the world. And we have expanded to about 200 countries. So we have artists working all over the place and about 10 million viewers nowadays with the platform. So it has grown tremendously. And our mission is to promote the arts and promote the artists, helping them make a living doing what they love, which is creating art. So we focus on advertising, but we also have other services preparing them to use that advertising that we do for their business to monetize and make a living and make profit out of that advertising, because that's really the ultimate goal for them.
Wow. So Viviana, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, because I always tell people, you know, I'm 44, my hearing's not the way it used to be. But did you say 10 million?
You reached 10 million. 10 million? Yeah. So we have about 2 million readers for the magazine and about 8 million viewers of the TV show. It's a multimedia platform. So we have the online, the digital magazines. They come out 5 times a year and they go to about 200 countries. And we also have the printed magazine that is distributed at Barnes and Nobles and other newsstands in the US and Canada. And of course, the TV show goes everywhere. Nowadays, you know, we do it here in New York. It airs on Spectrum 9993, but it goes online. You can watch it on live stream everywhere.
Wonderful. So I want to read one of the comments for you, Viviana. A young lady by the name of Yaro, I don't know if you're familiar with Yaro, but Yaro says, "Hi, Viviana, I took your coaching last year and I'm so happy to see you on here. It changed my life."
Oh, wow. I'm so inspired. So yes, besides doing the advertising services that we do, I do help artists individually with coaching and webinars throughout the year. And everything is geared towards their creative career, pretty much. Everything that I've learned, everything that I've known, I share. You know, that's my mantra is, I am an artist. Whatever doors I've been able to open, that's how we function. So
wonderful.
The more we do, the more we can share and help others. Ultimately, yes. That's the goal, you know?
Yes.
It makes me happier than money than anything else.
Yes, absolutely. Now we have another question for you, Viviana. I tell people I apologize sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I am horrible with names. But Jijik Maloon says, "Hi, Viviana. What would you advise an artist who wants to get published and get more exposure?"
Okay, so basically the first thing I tell the artist is, are you ready for the press? Are you ready for media? Because we might all want to be published, but if you're not ready, that's going to go through the cracks. You know, you're going to get published. People are not going to know even, you know, where to go, how to find you. So you got to get your materials, your website, your social media in place so that when you get published, you get and take full advantage of that exposure. And of course, you know, reach me, inbox me. I'll be happy to guide you through the process and help you. Our doors are open. So come here.
Our
this
tour
is a magazine, by the way. This is a magazine. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Is that the presidential campaign?
Actually, no. This is actually a healing. Every magazine has a theme. So this is healing and arts. Mm-hmm. And the concept here was to transmit, you know, we got to get back to our freedom and mm-hmm. freedom of expression as artists that we are. We got to get back to this symbol. So, yeah, yes. it has some political, you know, influence there. But the message is always positive. Regardless of what site you're sitting, you got to go through the core of it, the value, right? Freedom, yes. Respect, decency, love, peace. Yeah.
Yes, the message of freedom. I love it. Viviana, I am going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Ms. Carolee Carrington. She's a passionate literacy advocate, children's book author, and host of Reading with Carolee. She turned her writing from passion to necessity when she sought to help her son adjust to public school kindergarten after he was subject to a racist remark on the school playground. Good morning, Carolee. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining us. One of the things I always talk about is I like to read bios, and I don't like just credits or just books or just certificates. I like to find out the reason why, the passion behind why people do things. So this all started, your company all started because of your son. Is that correct?
Yes. I call myself the accidental author because I've been writing all my life, and I've been writing poetry and even wrote and produced some plays when I was younger, but I never really saw myself as being an author, especially not a children's author. And like you said, when my son was approached on the playground in kindergarten and was told, you know, that he should only be playing with children of his own skin color, and this was actually by someone of his own skin color, it was really jarring to me. I hadn't had that discussion with my then 5-year-old. And I sought to find some way, because I knew that, you know, if this child was telling my son that, what are other children being told in their homes? And this was around the time, you know, when Black Lives Matter really got going, and we really were seeing more of a racial divide in the country. And I said, you know, I really needed to sit down with my son and try to figure out a way of speaking to him about it without delving into race. So I wrote this book, Everyone Just Like Me, and I actually used glasses to be able to portray the fact that we all are different, and it's great that we all are different. And, you know, really using this as a tool to help children and to help parents speak to their children about race and let them know that, you know, this world, especially this United States, is a big melting pot, and our differences are actually what create the good things in our lives. So using that, I have been able to kind of open up my area, I guess, of expertise, and be able to meet other children's authors and go to schools and speak to children and do author visits. And when I started going to these schools, I saw how children lit up, and even being able to have children within my area whose schools I've been to, you know, run up to me at Target or run up to me at the gym and point me out to their parents and say, you know, that's the author that came to my school. I saw that there was a need for children to be able to connect with authors. And I was a big fan of reading Rainbow when I was growing up. And, you know, seeing that Reading Rainbow.
I was too. That was my show. Yeah. Don't act like you was the only one, Leanne. Raise her hand too. That was my show.
Absolutely. And I was always an inquisitive child. So when I found out that the people that were reading the book weren't the people that actually wrote the book, I started trying to figure out, you know, okay, I wanted to know the backstory of the authors. And that actually led me to create Read with Carol Lee, where I bring on authors that read their books and kind of try to delve into it a little bit for kids and let them see that, you know, the next author that they read could be their neighbor, you know, someone down the street, and even they could actually write a book themselves. Like, it's not just celebrities who write books, or, you know, Dr. Seuss has been gone for years and, you know, we're still enjoying his books, but there are so many more authors out there that are writing pertinent books for children now. I've been kind of inundated with a lot of authors writing about COVID and, you know, trying to find how to explain that to children and different topics that children really need to know about, and they're being written about now. So I want to be able to bring those authors out and expose those authors to children and parents. And, you know, Read with Carol Lee is on YouTube, and I've been able to really stretch my limits, especially during this COVID situation. I went from doing my show live in front of a studio audience at a local coffee shop, Gerani, here in Manassas, Virginia, to taking it to Zoom.
And I think that's one of the things that we all are, you know, as a world, we're all making that adjustment. You know, so yes, many people were doing things offline and they had to pivot to be able to do things online. Now, I want to come back to you, but I want to go ahead mm-hmm. and introduce our next guest, okay. Ms. Leanne Kim. Leanne is the founder of Mamas & Co., a Toronto-based online network that connects thousands of mom entrepreneurs through a digital community, offering online business courses and virtual in-person events around the world. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm excited. I know we were speaking to Carly. She was talking about the kids and the authors and that aspect. And I'm like, okay, we have Leanne here who works with the moms as entrepreneurs. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Leanne.
Well, I just have to say, it's so nice to meet all of you. And you know, my story is similar to the other ladies in the way that, you know, Carolee was talking about her passion was born from something that happened with her children. And the same thing happened with me. You can see that's my family in the background. I was pregnant with number two, and they're only 22 months apart. And I was working downtown at a travel company, and I was busting my butt day in and day out. I was working, you know, 8, 9 hour days and then rushing home, jumping in the car because I would take transit, come home, get in the car, drive to pick the other gal, the first kid up, come home, rush through dinner, rush through bath time. And I just remember, I mean, yes, I was pregnant, but I was exhausted. And I was just like, this is not the life that I want for me. And it's definitely not the life I want for them. And so the wheels started spinning. You know, at the time I was in sales and I was making an entrepreneur, a male entrepreneur who had grown a business from nothing. I was making him a couple million dollars a year in sales. And I thought, well, if I can do that for somebody else, I wonder if I could do it for me. And so actually just around when that photo was taken, this was not planned, by the way, but I was just about to head back to work. Now, here in Canada, we do get a 1 year maternity leave, and I'm grateful for having that for, you know, with both of my kids. But I was just about to head back, and I just kept thinking, this is not what I want to be doing. This is not what I want to be doing. And so I posted in a local Facebook group of moms, hey, does anyone else have a business? Because at the time I had a little hobby art business. And I thought, I wonder if there's other moms like me who just kind of want more for themselves. Well, it's turns out there's a ton of them, and they all wanted a place that they could gather and get together. And so our first meeting was 6 years ago, just coming up in November, actually the 19th. We got together at a local pub for a glass of wine and just started talking about life and business. And very quickly, I realized I'm onto something here. Women need a place where they can talk about this stuff. And they're going through different challenges than, you know, sort of an entrepreneur who doesn't have kids, because we're kind of strapped with this additional, how do I have the time? And the question that kept coming up is, can I really be a great entrepreneur and be a great and present mother? And I was certain that there was a way to do that. And so a lot of what I have done is basically, you know, similar to what Viviana was saying. I've taken what I know in my, you know, 20 plus years of sales experience, and I'm taking that and I'm boiling it down and I'm sharing it with the people who need it the most, which in my opinion are mom entrepreneurs, because I do believe that self-employment is a better path for many people, especially right now. I'm very passionate about that. I think you can have a better life when you call the shots. And yet so many of us are terrified to make that leap. And you know, many of you here have done that. So, and when you do, there's just a freedom and a power in that. So my whole thing is I want women to get to call the shots. I want them to create a business that's joyful. Because I mean, how many of you have seen women that create a business and then within a couple of years they've become a slave or a victim to that business? So I'm not an author yet, but my book is coming out next year, and it's about exactly that. It's about creating a business that lights you up and is also successful and profitable and all those things. So that's a little bit about, you know, what I do, and a big part of what I want to share with women is. I feel like, yes, you know, you can go and buy courses and you can go and invest in masterminds. I mean, you can literally spend all of your money on education, or you can do things like read great books. You can listen to a podcast. So my podcast is called The Business of Thinking Big. My old business used to be called Think Big Consulting. So it's the business of thinking big. It's about creating a business, dreaming big. All that good stuff. And you can get that for absolutely $0 every single week. And that's how women are learning now. They're learning on the go because we have to, juggling all these things. And so things like, you know, a book is a great way to get that knowledge. You don't have to go and work with the top coaches in the world, especially when you're just starting out, especially in those early days. So that's a little bit about me and what I'm passionate about.
Yes, I love it. I don't know how. I'm gonna figure out this magic, this formula that happens, but I don't know how. But we always seem to have a theme on every show. And even with our next guest, Miss Ivana Orden, she quit her day job and she was working for a little known company that you might have heard of called Google in order to be her own boss and to start her own company with the support of her husband called Toy. Good morning, Ivana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am excellent. I heard of Google. I heard of them. They're, every time I start my computer, I go right to them.
You know, always there.
That would make me like scream job security success. And you like, you know what? I kind of what Leanne said. I'd rather have the freedom to work for myself. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, totally. The decision to quit Google was also because I had to move to the US. And unfortunately, a lot of things had changed. So I couldn't actually get a transfer. So this pushed me really to follow what I was passionate about, which was always the dream of starting something for myself and starting something from scratch, something that will, you know, bring some passion or purpose, sorry, to my life. And this is how I came up with Tay. I'm on a mission to make the most comfortable and functional clothing and accessories, but without sacrificing our planet. So I'm doing baby clothes right now, but I'm not a mom. So I found that to be probably the most interesting part of my story. I came up with this this idea because my sister, who has a little girl, and a lot of my friends were starting families, and you know, what everyone had in common was how hard it was to find good baby clothes. And then the more I started researching it, the more I started thinking about the fashion industry in general, how bad it is for the environment, like how much, you know, chemicals and everything is being released to our planet just because of that. I just decided to do something about it. And here I am over a year later, post-launch, but yeah. Probably over 2 years since I started working on this. But yeah, I love what I'm doing. And excited to tell you more about it if you want to know more.
We definitely want to know more. We came here to learn more. Now I want to go back a little bit because you said, even though you're not a mom, you started with baby clothes. When we initially start on a, maybe a project, oftentimes people will go, what are you doing? You know, so someone who's not a mom, starting on baby clothes, I know in your bio, you say your husband was really supportive, but the other people look at you and go, you know, again, Google baby clothes.
Yeah. Well, to me, it was a very clear need in the market. There is no one out there right now who's really creating baby clothes that are good for babies, good for parents, and good for our planet at the same time. So, you know, just seeing everything from an objective perspective, to me, it was just making sense. And I could put it together with my passion for minimalist design, for Nordic design, because I'm from Norway. I grew up in Norway. I love kind of minimalism and, you know, things that are simplistic, but essential and high quality. So just merging that with baby clothes, it just makes so much sense for both the babies, putting functionalities that parents need that I discovered through my research that was lacking in the current market. And, you know, just making sure that everything is made sustainably. So I've built the whole company with sustainability in mind. So it wouldn't be having a negative impact on the environment in general. So, and I'm hoping to inspire other companies as well to kind of follow my lead and, you know, just do things right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Leanne, we have a perfect candidate for your online community. Talk to us. What do you think?
Well, I mean, she's not a mom yet. So that's really the only requirement with my community is you do have to be a mom. But we do accept and encourage people to come to us when they just have an idea. Because as you kind of found out, you can have the idea, but then it's got to percolate for a little bit. And then sort of what do you do with it, right? And how do you get started? I think that's the biggest thing that people are coming to me with right now. I mean, we're probably all seeing it. Women want to leave their jobs in droves. Everyone now knows, oh, I can work from home. It's easier than I thought. So why am I doing this for somebody else? And that's one of the big roadblocks is, well, what kind of business do I want to have? And what's the first thing I need to do to get it up and off the ground? So, I mean, you had that. And luckily you had the support, which I think that's a big factor, and it's why we exist, is because this is so lonely. You know, like, look at me. I'm here alone in this office. No one else is here. Thank God they're all back.
But your office says a lot, though. You know, you mentioned the picture behind you, but that's all you see. So you can tell it's like white, it's sterile, but then it's big dream or dream big, however you phrase it. And then this is my family. So it's like.
And I got my cozy blankie here because it's always chilly up here. No one ever sees the sweatpants I'm wearing down below, but that doesn't matter. But it's
in my office. Oh. I got my little comfy blanket that I do.
Everyone has a blanket.
I know.
And Viviana, I have some blankets too.
I have a sweatshirt here, so.
Viviana has a sweatshirt. She's cool. Yeah. What do you think of the lovely ladies we have today, Viviana?
Oh my goodness. You know, I'm like finding myself in all of them, because actually I didn't start my business until my kids. That was my defining factor. Like, I was a single mom. So I was waiting for them to grow up, and I had 2-3 jobs. I was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And I got sick, you know, and in that process, they were already older, and I felt confident to jump into entrepreneurship, but it took a lot of guts. It takes a lot of guts for any woman, any single parent, any parent out there to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Because my family was depending on me. And actually, I find it beautiful how our next generations influence what we do now. Because thanks to my granddaughter, who was born 2 years ago, I changed the whole strategy of how I was doing business. Because like Leanne said, I was a slave, you know, I was a slave to my business. I found myself working 12, 15 hours a day in my own dream job, which is, right? So I had to learn to delegate. I had to learn to set up a proper team that would help me and allow me to have my creative business at the same time that I was spending time with my family. And I've become really good at it. So I'm working.
Well, let me ask you then, let me ask you, because you said you became really good at it, because that is one of the most difficult aspects for me as a small business owner is delegation. That's always just, even when I was managing or supervising, I always had a problem delegating, because I tell people, God forgive me, but I'm a perfectionist with OCD. Like, it has to be right. And if it's not right, and if it's not done to my standards, you know, I'm the kind of person like, just forget it. You know, you're fired. I'll do it myself. I don't even need you. So what for, you know, because everybody's nodding. I see Ivana nodding and Leanne, like Carlise are nodding. How do you learn how to delegate?
Okay, there's two things that you have to learn. One of them, what are you doing that not necessarily you have to do that you could teach somebody and they can help you with that? Like, replying to emails, running reports. There's certain things that you can teach. The other one, and it's a mistake that we do as entrepreneurs, is wanting to learn everything and wanting to do everything. I can learn how to make the website. I'll do it myself. I can learn how to, I don't know, do social media. I can become an expert. Because we're really smart people, you know? We wanna feel that drive. But if you find an expert, it could probably be a lot helpful, because if you find people who know how to do this already, they already have the experience, it might be an investment, but trust me and take my word for it, you're gonna learn with them. Not only that, it's gonna free your time. They're gonna do it so well that it's going to inspire you and give you ideas to develop more products for your own company. So by having these two factors is important. So don't try to do it all. I think it just, that's an error. That's a mistake that I made. I was working 15 hours, not only myself, my partner, we were like in it. And he's the same as I am. We're like, no, I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself. And I went through my process. I think it has to do with our internal dialogue and our development, spiritual development, because we also have to develop compassion and patience and understanding. So you cannot expect that somebody that you just hired is going to do things the way you do it, because they have their own journey. So you have to teach them, you have to be patient, be thankful and grateful whatever they are doing, because they're doing their best effort. And you know that because you have been an employee. You know that when you go to work, you try to do your best because you want to keep your job. So it's the same situation with them. Even if they make a mistake, they're doing their best. So try to be patient, compassionate, mm-hmm. and teach them and guide them, like, you know, like we would do with our children. And yes. It becomes an incredible, like, if you have that mentality and you develop that culture within your company, you're going to have a family. So that's what you want to have. You want to have a family, a network of people that you love, that you want to support in their journey, because they're also going to support you in yours and make your company grow, and they're going to grow as individuals as well.
Yes, words to live by, words to build your company. And if you are just now tuning in to the Roundtable Talk Show, the information that we are sharing, you definitely want to go ahead and share this show with your friends and your network. If you haven't shared it, one of the things that we love for people to do is to go out and be an evangelist for the show. Introduce it to someone, text them, tweet them, inbox them, and let them know that we are live right now on the Roundtable Talk Show. Leanne, when Viviana was speaking, I saw you nodding. I saw you, like, you were like, yes, girl, over there. What were you thinking? What were you saying silently to Viviana?
Well, I first of all, I like agree with everything you just said. And yet, because I coach so many women too, I know how hard it is for us to let go. It's mostly due to that perfectionist tendencies. And also, like, I think it's your business becomes your baby. It's hard to let something go. But one of the things that has always helped me with this is something that someone shared with me really early on, which is when you let something go, you're usually trusting in somebody else that you are paying. So it's a subcontractor. Sometimes it's someone who has their own business. So what helps me is remembering that by me letting go, I'm helping someone else live their dreams. And even just in the last year, I mean, our team ebbs and flows a little bit, but I've had the privilege of supporting 6 other female entrepreneurs just through, you know, work. I think probably more than that, actually, through contract work that we've hired. And, you know, we've got someone great who does our podcast, because not only am I not good at it, I have no interest in it. I don't want to be the one uploading, working on the website. I don't want to be that girl. That's not me. So like, it allows you to live your own dream more fully, but it's also allowing everybody else that you employ, that you pay, to live their dream too. And one of the things that we like to do is, if you work in our team at all, even if it's for a day, you get access to everything we do for free. All our online programs, everything we have, all our recorded content, any learnings, it's yours, because you've given your time to be here with us. So it kind of starts to become this great little circle of reciprocity and pay it forwardness, which I love a lot.
I love that too. We'll have to get Carolee over there with you in your network. She's a mom, at least she qualifies. Right.
And I think a lot of our women could learn from you, because they want to be published authors. So I'm curious to know a little bit more about how you went from your idea of, like, actually making it happen, actually getting published. It's not easy.
Well, I would have to give credit to my mom. Unfortunately, she passed a few months ago, but she was a literacy coach and was always a driving force behind me, you know, publishing my work. And when I came up with this idea for this book, you know, she said, okay, yeah, you have to go and publish it. And one of the things that kind of scared me was, you know, like the J.K. Rowling story, where she, you know, submitted Harry Potter to a few publishers, and they all told her no, or it sat on their desk. So I said, I didn't want that to happen, because I felt that this story needed to be told. So she actually encouraged me to look into self-publishing. And that's how I really got into that. And, you know, a lot of the authors that are, actually, I would say 99% of the authors that are on my show are authors that self-publish. And that's one of the things that I'm really passionate about, is about getting them out there. Because, you know, like you said, moms that want to be authors, moms that, you know, they have these little stories that they tell their kids, you know, I want to encourage them to write those stories down. And you never know how far you can get. You know, there's so much that you can do when you actually believe in yourself and believe in your story and actually get out there and try to network, because that was one of the things for me. I moved from New York City to Northern Virginia, and I was kind of like, you know, a fish out of water and not knowing really how to network in a suburban area. So I had to get on the Facebook groups and, you know, connect with moms around. And that's really what helped me to get out and get my story out and be able to, in one of the hard things to do also for me was delegating and finding the people that would be able to not only free up some things on my plate, but also help me grow. So that's a, you know, one of the big things with delegation and finding the networks around that can actually help you.
Yeah. So Laura Harder says, I love to hear how Read with Carolee's community's mother was a driving force in Carolee pressing forward to get her book published. Laura says, self-published is a booming industry.
Yes, it absolutely is. And, you know, that's why I encourage so many wannabe authors out there to really, Amazon has a great self-publishing platform. There are so many areas out there that you can actually Google and find.
Don't make Ivana mad. She might be sick of you. You know what I mean? She might know what you mentioned in that name today. But it's one of the things that we talk about, the whole self-publishing, because maybe 30, 20 years ago, you had to have an agent. Now, if you find an agent, the majority of the time, what the agent will ask you is, do you have a following? You know, because they want to know what your following is before they take you on. But then my question always becomes, if it's your following and you have a following, then what do you need the agent for? You know, you can push your book directly through your followers and continue to publish books. That's why I speak to so many guests on the show. They publish 7 books, 12 books, 20 books, because they're just reintroducing them to their followers. What are your thoughts on self-publishing, Viviana?
I love it. I think it's such a great, great opportunity that we have nowadays. And I believe a lot on learning. So even if you're going to do self-publishing, make sure that you learn the process and you get a good quality product, you know, get a good design, make it the best you can, like it was an agent, because that's what the agent is going to do for you. And like you say, if you have a following, that's all you need. You're going to share your thoughts. They want to hear about you. So just do that. Yeah. And do it. You know, don't wait. I meet a lot of, I don't know, I work with all different type of artists and creative entrepreneurs. And one field that I find that procrastinates a lot is writers. I meet a lot of people who have incredible ideas and they have the book laid out, but they're like, yeah, I have to wait. I have to, you know, when I go on vacation or when I take a few days, I'm gonna finish writing. So I think the main thing is like, just do it, do it. Make sure you do it. Take 30 minutes a day, whatever time a day, make sure you sit down. Like it's, I have to do this and do it. Put that discipline and do it. Don't wait, because the agent also helps on that part, but you can do it yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And it helps. One of the things that I read an article that self-publishing in an amount of new authors has gone up somewhere near 400-500% during COVID and this global pandemic, because people now had time that they may never have had before. Or you have people who are going, you know what, I just lost my job, I'm now unemployed, I'm laid off, you know, maybe they're receiving unemployment and they have to recreate themselves. So they went in, they wrote the book, they published it, and now they are authors. Ivana, have you ever considered publishing?
No, not really. I'm not much a writer. I'm much more into like product design and kind of doing things, I think, like creating products. More so than coming up with words. I think it's really exciting. And I'm so happy to kind of hear that more people are taking steps to, you know, follow their passions, follow their dreams, because that's how you create the best product, or like best books. And then in this scenario, I guess, but very interesting.
Yes. You may not have considered it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to add something to her to share something with Ivana, because a lot of writers, a lot of people have wonderful message that they can share, And you can actually hire a ghostwriter for that. It doesn't mean that someone else is giving your message. You're giving your message. You tell them what you want to share, and they'll write it for you, and you'll have a book.
Oh, that's so interesting, because there's so many different things that I've learned through my research. You know, when I set off to create a baby clothing brand without having a baby and really knowing anything about it, spent almost over a year actually researching everything from functionalities, you know, fabrics, how sustainability kind of works in this industry, like how many bad things are happening, and kind of coming up with ideas how we can make it better. So definitely that's something I will be, yeah. I'll be considering in the future, I think. Yeah. If I don't have to write it myself.
Valuable information that you can share. Yeah.
Yes, it's valuable information, but it's also what I always look at as the evolution, because now you may be focused on the product, but I think all successful people at some point, they want to write the blueprint on how they've done it. And then you also want to expand so that you're not only focused on one area, which is one of the reasons I want to speak to Karalee about these virtual slumber parties. So we went from a book to a virtual slumber party, expansion at its finest.
Yes, I actually came up with this idea maybe about a couple months ago, because, you know, we're all in this COVID bubble. Our kids, some aren't even allowed to go to school right now. So the second week of November is actually National Young Readers Week. And usually schools have authors come in, they may have different activities, but they can't really do that right now. So I've got a few of my author friends, including Emmy Award-winning journalist Marquette Shepherd, and another award-winning author that's big on the West Coast, Adam T. Newman, and they are coming together to read their books, have different activities for kids, and really have a really great night for children to be able to interact with these authors and play games, win prizes. And we really want to get them energized and excited about reading, because even though they're not in school right now, we want them to be able to have that connectability with authors and, you know, really have a great time and have a fun experience. So this is the first time that we're doing it. And we're hoping to be able to do a lot more in the coming months and even years.
That's so cool.
I like that. It does sound cool. It sounds fun. What do you think, Leanne?
I love it. I mean, it's too bad that it took a global pandemic to show all of us entrepreneurs other ways of reaching people. But like, I think it's brilliant because it fills a need. It's something new and different. It's something that we can all do no matter where we're at, regardless of our resources. I think that more of us entrepreneurs need to be thinking about what are different ways we can reach people digitally, not just the same old, but, you know, new and unique things. And I think I have an 8-year-old who reads like she's a 20-year-old. She's obsessed with reading. Well, she's almost 9, going on 19, I like to say, but she'd love that. You have to send me the information, or where can I, I'm sure you're going to share, where can I find out about your slumber party?
Yes, you can find out about the slumber party. It will be on my website actually today.
Great.
But I will put everything in the chat as well. And it's November 13th, and it will be live on 7 p.m. Eastern, but you'll be able to get the platform for the entire weekend so that you can go back and see the if you missed something live, you can go back and see the authors and really be able to interact. You'll get all the authors' information to be able to interact with them. We have even a duo author that they're going to get our kids up on their feet so that they won't be sleeping. You know, it's not just going to be the boring, oh, we're reading a book. No, we have so many games and prizes. The kids are going to have a ball and, you know, join in. The registration is per family. So, you know, we encourage parents to join in with your kids and join in on the fun as well.
That's a great idea. I love it.
Can I ask a question? Absolutely.
So what's the age group, I guess, for the event?
The age group is basically about 2 to 9, which is about the same as my show, but definitely you know, I would say 10 to 11 year olds would want to join in the fun as well. Because, you know, we have some awesome prizes that we'll be giving out throughout the night, and, you know, just really getting kids active and getting their minds still going and getting them interested in learning and reading and really trying to get that promoted and getting them interacting with authors. You know, how many kids can say, okay, well, yeah, I interacted with an author, and we have 7 authors here that'll be on that night.
I think that's wonderful. Amy Hughes says she loves the slumber party plans. She says nothing like reading to change a child's life. And then we have Laura Harders, who says, I can't wait for the kids' virtual slumber party. Everyone is so excited about this virtual event. Also, again, let's keep in mind, I have the New Year, New You 2-day teleconference for adults coming up December 29th and 30th. What are you going to be presenting? What can people learn from you, Viviana?
Well, I'm presenting, it's going to be kind of interactive. So I'm going to be sending them materials at the beginning, and they're going to be filling it out. And it's wake up. So that's the theme, making 2021 the comeback year. So we did a lot. We learned a lot in 2020. We went through a growth process. What are we going to do to implement everything we learned? We're going to lay out a plan for 2021 while we're there. And I'm going to have templates for, you know, for you to fill out, write down your goals, and hold yourself accountable every week and every month of the year. So I have, you know, it's a big, ambitious time, because I think if we can do this and we can visualize and focus, we're going to make it happen. I believe in visualization and a lot. So let's see, let's put the power of intention to work there.
Yes. And if people want to sign up for your session, where can they go?
So at the same, they can visit my website, vivianapuelo.com, or they can, you know, go to the teleconference site. It's the same link. I don't have it by memory.
No, it's okay. They can go to your, as long as it's on your website at vivianapuelo.com, that's fine. They can also get tickets on my website at asharifa.com. Leanne, it's a new year coming up, 2021. Do you have any advice for people to start off the new year?
Oh, this is such a good question. And I love how we're talking about the new year and it's 2 months in advance. Like,
no,
this is how
we gotta get ready.
Well, I've always been that way. Like, I start thinking about the new year in the summer. Mm-hmm. I'm always like a little bit excited. I love what you all touched on. I think a big part of it is having an intention for the year ahead. And if you've been sitting an idea, if you've been thinking about starting a business, I mean, why not start it? It's not as if any of us knew we were going to be a raging success when we started our thing, right? You start with a little idea and you get what I call, you know, get paid proof of concept, make a few sales, get a few people to come to your online event, get a few people to buy your book. Just get that first offer up and off the ground. If that's what you're thinking of. And if you're watching this, you probably are interested in entrepreneurship. I recently did a poll actually in one of my favorite people. One of my coaching clients has a pretty big audience of just moms. It's all moms all across the country and beyond. And I just asked them, how many of you have your own business? 40%. Out of the 60% that didn't have their own business, guess how many wanted a business?
60%.
70%. 70. So what that tells me is that 75% of women, at least, or moms at least, either have a business or they want to have a business. And if you want to have it, what's stopping you? Just getting intentional, really. And so I love this idea. And I think the other thing I think we really need to be thinking about now more than ever before is that community. It's surrounding yourself with people who are working on the same things you are, because if you don't, you will feel, you know, that sense of isolation and overwhelm. So find those people. We do, I hope it's okay to share, we do a free trial. Actually, it's right after your sleepover, Carolee. It's the week
after. Awesome.
So for the whole week of November 16th to 22nd, we let people come in and try before they buy. Just come check us out. You get to introduce yourself. You share what you're working on. You come to our daily coaching. It's going to be me and my peers that do coaching every single morning. And we do a virtual networking night. So not a slumber party, but almost, because you can be in your PJs.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, definitely. It's just mamasandco.com/trial, as in free trial, T-R-I-A-L. And we're expecting hundreds of mama entrepreneurs from around the world to be joining us that week. So it's really exciting. It's one of my favorite things for sure.
That is wonderful. Ivana, any advice for
that out?
Yes, I am too as well. Ivana, any advice for people for the new year?
For the new year? I don't really have any advice, I would say, but yeah, building on everything that you guys have said, just follow your dreams. Like, this is the right time. I mean, 2020 has been so tough on everyone. So let's really make sure that 2021 is going to be a better year. And, you know, like, have something to look forward to and like really set a goal of doing something that they want to do and just go out and do it. Because as you guys were saying, there's no better time to start than now or 2021. And yeah, you just have to sit down and do it. Just start small and let it go. Okay, let it build from there.
Yes, let it build. Amy Hughes says, we are ready for 2021. She says, I've never wanted to have a year in my rear view mirror more than 2020. And then she said, hashtag the future is female. Carly, any advice for us?
Well, I would say be intentional. When I started Read with Carolee, thankfully it was before the pandemic, but it took the pandemic for me to really transform what I was doing, and I had to be intentional about it. I still work full time for someone else, but I work full time for a great company. And thankfully, I've been able to be home and still be able to do things like, you know, the Sharifa Hardy show. And, you know, you just really have to be intentional about what you want for your future. I know a lot of people may think that it may look dim right now, but we really just have to buckle down and say that we are going to put 2020 in our rear view, and we're going to take the lessons from 2020 and transform our lives in 2021. This year has personally been very hard for me, but I had to be intentional about what I want for my future and what I want for the future of my children. So that is why I am continuing with Read with Carolee. I'm continuing to try to inspire children to read and inspire authors to really get their story out there. So definitely be intentional in what you want for your future.
That is so beautiful. Now, I always do weird stuff because I'm weird, but I've been watching you this whole show and I'm dying to see this skirt. Like, I love fashion. Like, can I actually see this skirt? Because I just like, well, I see little ruffles.
Oh, I have my tutu. I love it. And yes, so that is my thing. I love tutus and I love this show because now I said, you know, okay, I can go out and I have a few tutus. I have about 10 right now. And I wear a different one with every show, and I usually have like a vintage 80s or 90s cartoon t-shirt that I wear, but I love tutus, and I think I am really able to connect with children getting out there in my tutu, but it's really not for them, it's for me.
Love it.
Celebrate yourself, you know?
Totally.
I'm gonna go find me a tutu. I don't even know where you get tutus from. Like, I want a tutu. Just sit here in my tutu, host the show in your honor. Now, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching the show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Ivana.
Okay. I guess one thing I want people to take away from the show is that, I forgot what I wanted to say.
Say goodbye, my baby clothes, at www.
Well, I think my approach is a little bit different. So I want people to buy it if they really need it. So like the whole minimalist approach is about buying intentionally the essentials that you need. Like do not overbuy if you are not ready or you just don't know what you're looking for. So be, I guess, yeah, that's something I would want people to take away from this. Be intentional also about how you shop for baby clothes, because they go through so much clothing during their first 2 years. And, you know, you have to be, you have to choose the right items, the right materials and everything. Like they're very fragile and like they're very sensitive. So yeah, I would encourage people to do their research on how they buy baby clothes and how they think about it. So we don't have to, you know, have too many baby clothes circulating in the economy, and they all end up later on in garbage technically, and contribute to carbon emissions. So be intentional, that would be great. And the second thing, I guess, right now at shoptay.com, we actually have a campaign, which is called the Kindness Campaign. So I want people just to remember to be kind, because this year has been, as I was saying, so tough on everyone. And I think we all could really use a little bit more kindness. So right now we're encouraging everyone to be kind to one another, be kind to yourself, be kind to the planet. And before then, actually, we give you a discount on your Tay baby clothes if you commit to being kind to someone. Could be you, could be someone else, could be the planet. So yeah, come visit us, learn more about the campaign, learn more about baby clothes in general. I do try to post some research that I've done, and you know, talk about the fabrics, talk about the functionalities that you need. So if you're expecting parents, or if you're looking to just learn more about baby clothes, our website is definitely a good place to start as well to do your research.
Thank you. Leanne, what do you have for us?
Well, first of all, I want to say, Ivana, I love your mission. I'm a minimalist myself, and I think it's so important that we all work together to make this world a better place, and you're doing really important work, so thank you. And I mean, along that line of making the world a better place, I think, you know, the one thing I want people to take away is you will be a better human and a better mother and a better partner when you are living your life with purpose and when you're doing the things that light you up. And so if you're looking at these women going, yeah, that's great, they could do that, but I could never do that, let me tell you, it is 100% possible. If I can do this, I was the least entrepreneurial person, you know, you'll ever meet. So if I can do this, then you can do this. It's totally possible. And if you want a better life, if you want to live your dreams, then it really is about taking those first steps and finding that support. Get yourself a community of people who are doing what you're doing, because it's so important to have that.
Absolutely. Cara Lee.
Yes. Well, definitely. What I want you to take away from this is, you know, support our authors. There are so many children's authors that are out there, and I'm so glad that I'm able to share them with everyone on Read with Cara Lee. You can go on YouTube and just search Read with Cara Lee. And we just actually aired our 52nd show. I've been doing this for a year now, and we have not stopped. Thank you. And we've been able to share 52 stories. So these are 52 stories that you have online to be able to share with your children. We have the slumber party coming up. You can find all of the information on my social media, on my website. It's all Read with Cara Lee. My website is readwithcaralee.com. And, you know, really, really support our authors. A lot of them are self-published, and they are, you know, entrepreneurs themselves. And we really need to continue to push the mission of reading. And, you know, reading is fundamental. I'm a part of Reading is Fundamental. And we just really need to push education and reading with our children, because if we do not continue reading, our next generation will suffer for that. So, and it's all about diversity in books as well. I am so thankful to be able to have this platform to be able to reach authors, not just in the United States, but internationally as well. And we will be having some authors come on. I'll read with Carolee from Australia, from China, and from other countries around the world, so that you can be able to tap in a little bit in their culture and as well, and have a well-rounded child with having them to be able to see those cultures as well. So Read with Carolee is actually starting our second season, second year this weekend. So make sure you check out Read with Carolee on YouTube. Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations. What a wonderful show. What did you think of it, Viviana?
Amazing. I'm so touched and inspired by everyone. And I am most impressed of the universe, how everything, you know, I don't know, we just gravitate towards one another. I think everyone said everything that I wanted to say, and it's diversity. I work with artists from over 200 countries. If anyone out there wants to start their own creative business and you don't know what to do, or you have questions you would like to ask me, feel free to reach out to me. Go to vivianapuelo.com, fill out the contact form or email me. I'll be more than happy to share with you. But like Leanne was sharing, start and take the first steps. You know, that's the thing. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the perfect situation. Don't wait to know everything you're doing, because you're never going to know everything you're doing to begin with. So when I started, I had no idea. I was an artist, a curator. I was not a publisher. I had to learn how to do this, how to publish a magazine and how to advertise. And I've worked, you know, we're celebrating also 10 years of our platform.
Congratulations.
We are, you know, we have expanded so much, but I've learned through the process. So don't wait to learn. Just take the first step, make mistakes. You're going to learn from them, but don't procrastinate. This Amen. Is 2021 is our year. We got to make this happen. So let's go big. Go
That's
big.
Right.
Dream big That's, in 2021. Yeah.
Dream big. Dream big. 2021. That's right. It is our year. I love it. I'm so excited. I want to thank you all for being guests on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I truly enjoyed it. I also want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives. Just because you didn't catch the live show doesn't mean you're not important. We still need your support. We still need your help. Please go ahead and share this show, but don't just watch the show. Don't just share the show. Please support our guests. Their information is in the Facebook post. Visit their website, pick up a copy of their book, join them at the virtual summit for the slumber party. Also join Viviana December 29th and 30th for the New Year, New You two-day teleconference. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at the same time, same place, everyone have a blessed day. Bye now.